Six Views Uncut.
This is Gutsy Guts. You're listening to Six Views Uncut.
All right.
Yo, it's your boy Jeezy Lope in the cut, no band-aid, F4TG. We hear you tuned in.
Six Views Uncut.
This is K-Cuz. You're now listening to Six Views Uncut.
What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? This is Muscle from the Entertainment Report podcast, and you are now in tune to the Six Views Uncut. Check it out.
Jeez! What's up, everybody? It's your girl, Star Status, and welcome to the Six Views Uncut.
Six Views Uncut.
Hey, this is Jules Chaotic, and you're tuned into Six Views Uncut.
Hey, it's Isaiah Peck, and you're watching Six Views Uncut. Tap in.
Yeah!
So Omarion,
that's the one with O and all that.
Yeah, no, that song, the O album. Omarion has like.
Oh, that's the Entourage.
Yeah, 21 has Entourage and Icebox and like.
Alright. What's going on, people? Six Views Uncut, episode 26. Song of the week. You know, I had to switch it up. I'm going across the border, all right? Hit Boy featuring Big Sean and Fabio Foreign. Salute. You better salute when you see me. Six Views, uncut, uncut.
Salute when you see me. That jealousy shit is an ocean and you need to float in your feet. Moment of truth, credit check, nigga, you not approved. BB King, I'm in love with the blues. Don't start me up, I got finished. Ooh, look. Salute when you see me.
Jeez. Producer of the year, man. Gutsy called it. Hey, Six Views Uncut, episode 26. Your boy Gutsy Guts. I'm out here, man. We're gonna get right into it really quick. We got your boy Fact Check in the building.
Hey.
Mentor Rick. Want to give out shout outs, do all that quick stuff?
Look out for that new episode of Zay Link that's up right now, featuring Cecilia Morel, exotic model, adult entertainer,
yo,
all type of good thing.
Was that whips you guys had there on the table?
Whip, a pair of her shoes.
I see the whips there. I'm like, yo, dog. Honestly, I got to come out the episode soon. Big up yourself, though. You're doing your thing. Also, we had episode 200. Big us.
Man. Shout out to the whole team, you know, Gucci, PK Herc, everybody out there.
Yeah. Raheel, Empress, all of our followers, our listeners, our subscribers. My bad. Stealing lighters and shit. But yeah, all of our followers, subscribers, listeners, anybody that's just been rocking with us for the last how long? Well, that's been rocking with me and We Love Hip Hop. Everybody, our whole network here. Thank you. We appreciate you guys. Again, last week's episode 25, make sure you go check that out. It got really warm with the man them and the gal them. Shout out Spicy Little Ting. Shout out Empress. As well as I'm doing the giveaway with Suave Associates and Maxilius. I got it right this time. Make sure you hit me up. Go hit them up. Go follow them. Screenshot that you're following them. Hit me up to get your chance at receiving an exotic massage. Be free, yes. You're going to want to get into that. And any other shout-outs?
You got any shout-outs, nigga? It's your show.
No, not really. Just shout-out to people, man. Dude. Shout-out myself and shout-out the team, man. Hell with it. Fuck it. Let's get into it, though. News of the week. I wanted to do an update on the Adams Barbecue. Because I believe the last time we talked on it on Wednesday, the man got arrested, right? He was just arrested, and then he came. I'm trying to remember when he got arrested, the day after is when he did the kick down the door thing, when they kicked down the back of the door and get into the store.
I didn't catch that until later. I was shout out to Six Buzz.
Yeah, fam. The man went to the side door and they just boom, boom. And he said, hey, get the brisket. Took the friggin' brisket.
So what did were they trying to serve people like right then and there?
Yeah, fam. Bro, I guess they got into like a back compartment. Okay, first off, for anybody that doesn't know, I guess Adam's Barbecue, one of the guys got arrested. Adam Sims Barbecue, that's what it's called?
Yeah,
okay,
yeah,
Adam
yeah,
Sims
yeah.
Barbecue. One of the head guys there, I don't know, the owner, he got arrested, opened up, I guess he was violating the COVID rules, whatnot. So he got arrested, taken in, got charged. Apparently he went back. Got through like a back door or something, then kicked in another door to the kitchen.
Kicking the door.
Raving the 4-4. Raving the brisket. But yeah, he took the brisket, took all the food, and they kicked off the chains or whatever that the cops put on.
Mm-hmm.
They kicked that door down too, and then they said, yo, man, them forward. Yo. So I got a lot of backlash for this. Well, okay, before we even get into that, His GoFundMe got more money than Enough Is Enough, which I think is crazy.
Like, why does he have a GoFundMe?
I don't know. That's for his small business, apparently.
Yo, you know the man has like three of these, right?
Yeah, another one in Aurora. And
no diss to him, but like,
he's
relax,
good.
Fam.
Yeah, going into the backlash, that's why I got the backlash, because I did repost it. Again, guys, somebody told me to repost it. Like, don't kill me. But I reposted the video, and in the caption, I did say, yo, free the man. Mm-hmm. And I guess somebody was like, yo, do we really want to free him? Like, he's kind of sending the wrong messages. Like, you know, he's already lit. Like, I understand.
Keep him.
Yeah, they were like, yo, keep that nigga. And I definitely don't want to say, yeah, I would get in shit. But yeah, the man said, yo, like, do your research on the man. Like, he's lit. He has money already. So it's like, why is it that people are more interested in GoFundMe me for brisket than the gun violence that's going on in the city? My question is crazy.
That way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, shit, man. People, there's a lot of, and it's going to sound a little controversial. There's a lot of privileged people out there who are like, yo, that's a real issue. That's a real issue. Mm. You know, Adam's store not being open, that's a real issue. Besides the business owners, there's the business owners who have their gripe. I understand them. Mm-hmm. But then there's all these other groups who are like, but my mask, I don't want to wear a mask. And I'm like, you know, there's way bigger issues in the world than you having to wear a mask or not wear a fucking mask,
fact.
Right?
Super fact.
So in my mind, them niggas is privileged or white people are privileged, man.
Yeah, they're privileged. They're privileged. I even see, like, there's KKK members down there at the rally and shit. I'm like, bro, I didn't even know KKK was in Toronto.
Us getting murdered in the hood don't matter to them, fam.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? It's more important. My freedom for my mask.
Yeah, that's an idiot thing. Well, just know that Enough Is Enough. I don't know if they're the GoFundMe page, but holla at Dub J. Yes. You can get it if you want to go fund me for anything that's related to like bringing down the gun violence in the city. And make sure you guys still support that. I Wish I Could track with Jordan, Dub J, Biz Loke, Roni, all the man them there on the track, Jelly Stone, JD Era, all of them.
You ready?
I wish I could.
Cool, no?
Almost.
You got to work on it, though. You see, and you're retired from rap, going to R&B. R&B Rick coming soon. I was just thinking, what's that like the Michael Jackson pose where he's laying down? You got to have that with the jerry curls and shit.
I'm going to make a meme right now.
Grammys, the Grammy nominations. I don't even know why the hell we're talking about this, because does anybody really care?
Well, Drizzy does.
Grizzy and Weeknd did. So apparently, well, not apparently, The Weeknd, he was snubbed. Probably had one of his best albums, best numbers, streams, all that stuff. Wasn't nominated once for a Grammy, which I think is crazy because he had a song during the summer that I couldn't stop singing. I'm not heavy on The Weeknd like that. Also, another snub too, which I feel in the rap category, was Lil Baby.
Facts.
Lil Baby probably had the best rap album. Yeah, point blank period. Ooh, that's a Drizzy thing? I didn't even see that, to tell you the truth.
So it was in the stories.
Mm.
So it came and went, right? So I think we should stop allowing ourselves to be shocked by shocked every year by the disconnect between impactful music and these awards, and just accept that what once was the highest form of recognition may no longer matter. To the artists that exist now and the ones that come after. It's like a relative you keep expecting to fix up, but it just can't change. But it just can't change their ways. The other day I said at The Weeknd was a lock for either album or a song of the year, along with countless other reasonable assumptions. And it just never goes that way. This is a great time for somebody to start something new that we can build up over time and pass on to the generations to come. Drizzy Drake.
That's facts. But when we had the BET Awards and stuff like that, the niggas didn't support it, though. Mm-hmm. Wasn't that something new at the time? Like, the BET Awards came and everybody was like, but it's the BET Awards.
Yeah, but it grew over time.
But now, where is it now? BET Awards is like the low level awards out of all, you know what I'm saying? So like, when we do have something of our own, we treat it like shit anyways.
The winner is, well, they're not here to accept their prize.
Yeah, like, what the hell?
We got bunk gang, bunk lotto to accept the prize for you.
Or what's her name? Catch Me Outside Girl is here to do, like, at this point, I don't know, man, because we do need something to acknowledge the guys that are actually doing stuff out there. And not saying, because it's a tricky situation. If you look at the rap category, did you see the rap category for Grammys?
I don't even pay attention, fam. Yeah. I just watch the highlight reel after.
Well, that's crazy because they had like Jay Electronica, Freddie Gibbs, these kind of guys that will never get mentioned. But it's like, damn, you guys finally are mentioning them, but you dropped the ball because you forgot about Lil Baby.
Yeah, I know about those mentions, right? Like, I know about all the people who won, who were nominated and all that. But I look at it as like a lot of pandering, right?
Facts.
They're like, okay, well, you know, the blacks are mad at us right now, so let's put somebody who, you know, they really like a Jay Electronica or somebody. We might not give them the prize, but hey, we noticed that you guys, you know, we noticed them too. You know what I'm saying? So you can't say nothing to us, but completely miss Lil Baby because they're not really have somebody, they don't really have people in the culture who are checking. They're just, oh, maybe we can check off a couple boxes. But
yeah,
while they're doing that, they're missing a whole bunch of other important boxes, right?
Now, I don't know too much. Maybe you can acknowledge me on it. How is the Junos when it comes to that?
Even worse. Nigga, like, they barely even have a rap category, fam.
What do you mean barely? They have a rap category, fam, no?
There's a whole Toronto rap scene with thousands of rappers. Look how many people we put on our list every week, fam. Facts, yeah. Don't get me started, eh?
But I don't, I'm not even gonna. But
there's none of them niggas are invited to the Junos, my nigga.
You say YG can't get an invite to the Junos.
Yo, Roni just got popped up in the Junos like last year or something, fam.
But that's good though.
Yeah, but like, there's been a whole scene of guys like him for a while now. There's been people who have a million plus views on their music video for a while now who make money from streaming music, and they act like these motherfuckers don't exist.
So question, how do we do our own? Like, remember how the Ozone Awards used to be? Mm. Remember how they used to have the Ozone Awards? Damn, I'm showing age right there. My bad. But yeah, something like
Stylist
that.
Stylist Awards.
Stylist. Stylist. That was for here too, no? Mm-hmm. They didn't even have that anymore?
It was more for the DJs, but it had recognized a lot of people in the industry as well.
Do they still have that, to the Stylist Awards?
Not that I know of. Probably do, but really low publicized.
You see, that's the problem. Guts is always trying to save you guys. Because I'm here trying to get awards for you guys, and you guys are dissing me, telling me all kinds of things on my comments. No.
It takes money, fam.
That too.
You know what I'm saying? It takes money to be able to, the production level of an award show like that, the advertisers to be able to get that kind of even reach to, you know, get on the right network to have as many people to watch it and advertise to let people know that it's going to happen. You know, like you have to put up billboards for all that type of shit. That's true. Who got the money to really make their own? You know what I'm saying? However, we have the ability to change the views of the culture. You're doing it right and fucking now.
Hey, man, watch us here over here at the We Love Hip Hop Network, 6 Views Uncut. Hey. Well, we can hold your head, fam. You're good, bro. You don't need a Grammy, bro. You're good. I don't even know if it's a clear up because we still don't know what the hell's going on. Homegirl dropped her track the other day against Meg. I wasn't even talking about her. I was talking about Meg's friend. But Chroma's dropped the track too.
Oh, Chelsea,
Chelsea.
Yeah,
but Chroma's dropped the diss track. Mm-hmm. Marcus the Stallion, by the way. Yeah, I'm saying. Mm-hmm. Shout out Marcus, whoever you are. So there's been news going around that she was actually talking about the friend getting the chain snatch, not Chroma's.
I think so.
Yeah. So, you know,
she might have jumped the gun.
Yeah, Chroma's might have jumped the gun. I don't know about you, but I jumped the gun too. I was just like, this bitch calling on Chroma, the couch she did in her homework. But yeah, apparently it was the friend that she was talking about. And yeah.
That might be cap too, because Chroma's is getting all up in her ass.
Let's just say it's not cap and she was talking about her friend.
Well, her friend responded.
Yeah, her friend responded.
She has a diss track
towards
her.
I can't listen to that shit, bro. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Chelsea. I'm not trying to hate on you, but you're not a rapper, fam. Just don't rap. Like, come on the live, tell us what happened. I don't want to hear your bars. I don't want to hear your bars. Don't try and get money off this.
I'm going to look it up right now. Chelsea or Megan diss track. Let me look it up by that. Megan diss track. Let's see what I go on here. Let's see what I go on here.
By the way, did you see Meg's first week numbers?
No.
She hit like 90,000 or something like that.
Kelsey Nicole bussing back.
Bussing back.
Holy.
Is that on YouTube you're looking at it?
Yeah, or? I'm just waiting for YouTube to catch the fuck up with me.
What's the views looking like?
29,000 in 3 days, but this is on somebody else's page. I don't know if this is the original page. Watch Chroma's fourth on the list in the search.
Hey. Yo, you gotta stop because people, I don't give a fuck if I'm a Chroma's lover. Suck my.
Listen. people will hate, fam. I don't know.
If I like YouTube what I like, right. B. It's not pulling up?
My YouTube might be acting kind of wonky today.
That's all right. But I know she won't. You think Roma should take back her this, though?
What, take it off of YouTube? No.
It's not take it off. It's out, but she should be like, all right, she didn't say anything to me, so I'm like, nah, it is what it is. Keep you it you said, keep it going.
There it goes.
Yeah. Who I'm taking shots at?
No, I can't do that, bro.
Now it's going to act crazy like it don't want blood clot.
Bitch, I'm blessing you. I'm talking to that same bitch that cut that up for you. It's a shame.
Fam, why the Wi-Fi not like me, B?
Yeah. Who I'm taking shots at? Bitch, I'm blessing you. I'm talking to that same bitch that crashed that boat. I'm 42. It's a shame we're here today.
Whoa.
Ooh.
Truth be told, it's because of you. Couldn't control your little feelings. Look what you can talk to you. It was all good, yeah. About a week ago.
It was all good. About a week ago. The one with the money
with a heart about a murder. Set her back with
watch her using the Tupac beat, too.
Tupac beat? What's this, hit him up?
And the people really know if you wouldn't be solid, then I wouldn't be in trouble.
I just can't, fam. It's just
I'm not mad at it still.
You know, you like it?
It's all right, still.
You like it better than Marcus? Marcus the Stallion?
No comment.
Hey, man.
But shout out to Chroma still.
Shout out Chromie. Shout out everybody in this situation. I just hope I don't even know.
Ain't nobody gonna get hurt, man. The girl already got shot in her foot. There's enough hurt already that happened.
Well, who knows? They might just. Everybody hold your head in this situation, bro.
I'm sure she's not going to snuff her after she already got shot in the foot for a diss track.
Do you think somebody in Toronto needs to come for, not really, because Chroma could hold herself down, but do you think somebody else should come, like, back her up?
Nah, she'd be all right.
All right.
None of them got enough clout to even be able to help her anyway.
That's for another day. For another day. Vancity voted to decriminalize illicit drugs.
Okay, I'm down for it.
So it's gonna turn up out there?
Not necessarily.
What? How does that even work? Because like I'm not even gonna act like I'm a man. Like I don't know about the law and all that. All I seen was they're decriminalized drugs, but then I had to look and it said illicit drugs.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know.
Meaning like crack, weed or crack, stuff like that. Oh. Like anything under a certain amount. You can have it if it's just for your personal consumption. Because what this also does is it eliminates the competition for crime. So if you have it on you, but it's in a big amount, then you gotta be a dealer. If you just got a little bit, you might just be a user.
Facts.
And we're gonna lock you up for being a user. And then because, you know, a lot of users have mental health issues and that was what drove them to use in the first place. And now you're in jail just because you had some possession and your life is in a fucked up cycle. Nah. You don't get locked up for that. Places like Amsterdam, all these places have been doing that. And their crime rate is way lower.
That's crazy. So you think that can happen in Toronto? You think they would implement that in down here? Because that's a huge problem. Like, come on, bro. They lock up anybody for anything right down here.
Toronto has a little bit more of a systematic type of stronghold that's been put on it over the years that makes the people have a different way of thinking. Because I've been to Vancouver, and people have a way more relaxed approach to life over there than over here, which is more rat race oriented. You know what I'm saying? Facts. So, like, you could implement a law like that over there, and just because the culture is a little bit more chill, they can adapt to that a little bit more rather than corrupting it.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Where if you do that in Toronto, that might become a fucking free-for-all, bro. That might turn up like Amsterdam from The Wire.
Word. Season 3.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man. Well, I don't know. I seen it. It was interesting to me. I didn't really know. This might be like a more hurt conversation to explain it to me, but I seen it and I was just like, yo.
Yeah. You've been doing it in Europe for years, man.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man. There you go. Well, shout out Vancouver.
Mm.
What are we listening to this week, man?
Shit. What was I listening to this week?
I told you about that Ray, is it Ray Swish featuring Dream Doll? What you like? They sampled the friggin' Aaliyah. If I let you go. Yo, the sample 6 still. That's how you sample music. That's how you do Aaliyah's name proper. Sorry, no.
No, well, I don't know what I recently, like, I've just still been on the last Benny album, Burden of Proof, right? Mm. But to be honest, I've just been listening to podcasts and books.
Okay.
I just finished, that's what I've been listening to.
Okay, so put us on. Put us on to some books that you've been listening to.
22 Immutable Laws of Branding. That's what I just finished.
Mm.
Very good book. You know what I'm saying? Available on Audible. That's the listening, a book listening app. So if people ain't got no time to be like reading and sitting and reading, because that time consuming and it's mind consuming, listen to a fucking book while you're driving.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? Listen to a book while you're at your desk putting in data, crunching data, or whatever the fuck you do at your office. You know what I'm saying?
22, what is it again? 22
Immutable Laws of Power. Oh, sorry, of branding, my bad.
Can you give us one of the laws of branding? Or that or one that stuck out to you?
Well, for example,
we get nerdy on Uncut.
I know, right? If you don't want to be educated, fast forward. when brands expand, right? For example, like Toyota owns Lexus. You know what I'm saying? But the reason that Lexus is successful is because it's not a Toyota Plus.
Yeah. It's right? Its own entity.
They made a complete different entity, and that shit exists. It's associated with luxury. You know what I mean? But when you go back to the root of it, it's owned by a company that's more synonymous with affordable cars.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? So they did a smart move rather than just putting fucking the Toyota name on fucking everything. I might be wrong with the Toyota. It's Toyota, right?
Yeah.
Right? Instead of just putting the Toyota name on every fucking car they make different fucking brands of cars. You know what I'm saying?
Makes sense.
And if the person chooses to fucking do their research, they'll find out that it's owned by this one mother company.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Look at that, B. We putting on you. We put you guys on game right here, B. It's not, man. And you had another one too, or no? That
I just started the 50 Cent book.
Mm.
Hustle Harder, Hustle Smarter, by Mr. Curtis Jackson. Okay. Fofty.
That's a new one.
Mm-hmm. So I just started that, so I can't give you no insight on it yet. But yeah, that's what I'm on, books. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Also too, Gustavo Guapo.
Mm.
I've been put onto him. He dropped a little EP. I gotta give him some props. That one right there is proper. Is it ASF or ASVF Lucky?
ASF Lucky 7.
ASF Lucky 7. Mm-hmm. He has a song Scheming, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Fire. Shout out Shot by Huss. I think he filmed that video.
Yeah, there's a reaction video on our channel.
Yeah. Check out the reaction video. So yeah, those are two tunes that have been bumping on my playlist, and I want to give some shout outs to Toronto Wise. Let's take a little break, and then we'll surprise you guys because we got a special interview coming up right now. But we're going to take a break, and we'll get back to you.
All right.
Uncut.
Six Views Uncut. Six
Views Uncut. All right, so we're going to get to our interview of the evening.
Hey.
Someone special here, man. Singer, dancer, actor. Got your boy Isaiah Peck in the building.
What's up?
Okay. Oh, yeah, we're going to get into your tune.
Jeez. Right off the bat.
Good. What's this? What's this?
This is better than you. By me. So, you know, tap in. Revive it. Hey.
Yo.
What's good?
I might have a song I have to play with my girl tonight. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, introduce that song again for the people that didn't hear.
That's Better Than You by me. It's my latest single that's out right now. You know, we've had a really good year, so check that out.
Isaiah Peck in the building. You got really any shout outs really quick?
Shout out to my girlfriend for being here with me.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Yeah, and shout out to my cousin Beckles, you know, just for plugging me in. For setting this up today. This is wicked. So thanks for having me. And you guys, you know?
No. Thank you for coming through, my G. Really quick, too. I got a shout out Pretty Much Blunted. Go get hit them up. They got a really special deal that's going on until when?
December 20th.
Let Friday really quick explain it.
yeah, hit up Pretty Much Blunted. You know, follow them on Instagram. Hit them with the hashtag Pretty Much Blunted on their last post or any post, and you'll be put in the qualifying to get a, you know, some merch. You know what I'm saying? And you can use the code We Love Hip Hop 2020 to get 25% off.
Yo, really quick. Like, we got a group chat, right? In the group chat, a man pointed out, like, when we were doing our video or ad for the video, every man at the same time, like, and sync dancers did this. Started showing their shit. It was funny, man. Shout out We Love Hip Hop. Shout out pretty much Blunder. But yeah, we're gonna get into our interview of the evening, the boy Isaiah Peck. Let's get into it, fam. Who's Isaiah Peck?
Isaiah Peck is a boy from Toronto, Canada, who is an actor, dancer, singer, musician, and just kind of do it all. Okay. Kind of do a lot of stuff. I'm just having fun with it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Where did you grow up?
I was born in Toronto, grew up in Brampton, and then I moved to Mississauga with my mom around like age 10. So I always kind of went between Brampton and Saga, but my dance studio was in Brampton, so I claimed those ends.
All right. So which one do you prefer? Come on, man. Which side of the peel is better?
I feel like there's just a lot of mix up in Brampton, but like, I mean that with like the nicest intentions. I'm not in the mix up. Don't get me wrong. There's just mix up around me. So like when I moved to Saga, I noticed that there wasn't as much of that. And, the fact that I'm even like pointing that out, I was like only 10. So I was like, it was really apparent. It was really evident. But, Brampton's always a home. There was like a really homey environment over there. So I enjoy it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
That didn't really answer your question. You see how I teetered around it?
Yeah. Shout out your PR for person, sure, man.
The spin.
Right? The spin.
Sorry. The spin.
Let me see how I spin that. So, like you said, singer, dancer, actor. Which one do you dislike the most?
I'm about to like answer your question without actually answering. Yeah. No. I grew up dancing, and that was like the first thing that I started with. And my dad tried to get me to do more music stuff. So we used to record because he used to be a musical engineer. And that was something that I did at a young age, but I hated my voice back then. Okay. So I'd always like boycott it. I was like, I'm not singing. I'm not rapping. I'm not doing any of this. I just wanted to dance because that felt more natural. Okay. So I grew up dancing, and then eventually I ended up stumbling onto a dance TV show. And then I picked up acting for a bit. And that's where I kind of ended up getting the funds to work on music. And I wanted to start doing music again. And now I'm doing music. So I feel like I've come full circle, but I started with dance and that'll always be my passion. I ended up in acting and I thought I loved it, but I kind of don't. And now I'm in music and I realize why I love dancing is because I love music so much. Okay. So it kind of just feels that way. But I feel like the one I like the least, I still enjoy it, but the one I like the least is acting, just because you have to wait on your agent to send you the role. Then you got to audition for the role. Then you got to wait to see if you get a call back. And if you don't get a call back, they don't hit you back. You don't hear anything about it at all. And once you get the call back, then you got to go for like the screen test or the reading test and like read with the other actors. And then you got to see if you book it or not. And then at that point, you got to film it and learn your lines. And once you're done filming, it's got to be edited, colored, soundtrack. Then they got to release it. They let you know the release. It's just like just so many steps to it. And I'm not in control of anything.
Yeah.
That it's kind of frustrating. More with music, I don't have to depend on anyone. If I really want to be self-sufficient, I can be.
That's true.
You know, like I figure out when I want to go to the studio and when my schedule is. I figure out what I want to do and what I want to make. And it all happens because I'm the boss. I'm in charge, you know?
Hey, man. I might forget this question, so I'm going to ask you now. Is there a role maybe you tried out for that you didn't get?
I feel like a lot of the roles that I end up auditioning for, I don't know if you know this, but like in the acting world, sometimes people get typecasted for the way they look. So a lot of the times I get sent out for very thuggish roles.
Jeez,
or like, the dreads and everything. Just sometimes a little too ghetto for me. And I'm like, I'm not that type of person at all. At all. And I'm sure you can see that just by meeting me for the first time. Yeah. Like, I'm not the type of person at all. So I get sent for roles like that. And I'm just like, damn, like, I don't feel like doing a self-tape for this or going for this audition.
That's messed up, bro. And I guess you don't really feel like you want to do it to kind of show them, hey, I can do this, but at the same time, I can also do other stuff as well.
It depends. Sometimes I heard that a lot of people who can play versatility like that get booked a lot. So sometimes I'm like, you know what? I'm going to go for it and I try. But there's other days where I'm just like, yo, I want to be the high school jock. I don't want to be the kid dealing drugs on the block. You know what I mean? Yeah. Personally.
I want to be the main character. Yeah. I want to be the guy that falls in love with the girl.
And also just like, it's kind of like a staple for kids watching this. Like, there's not a lot of representation. So with that being said, it's like, I'd rather go for roles that are a little bit more on a positive note.
I like this kid, bro. Man. All right, yo. Yo. I just like this kid, yo. What were you listening to growing up, man?
Growing up. It's funny you said that. My dad and my mom have... They're very similar, but they also had their, like, kind of separate avenues when it came to music. So my mom raised me on a lot of 90s R&B. So growing up, I listened to a lot of SWV, a lot of TLC, a lot of Tamia. Like, just really good hip-hop and R&B gems. Then my dad listened to a lot of hip-hop. He would... I love Tribe Called Quest. So, like, I have, like, 6 Tribe Called Quest vinyls at home. And then my dad raised me on a lot of, like, Wu-Tang, Gangstar.
Oh, so you know music.
Yeah, EPMD, like all that good stuff.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Like, yo, what the hell?
It's not the music that I make, but I enjoy listening to it growing up. And a part of that plays a role in the dancing because growing up, I used to break dance a lot. My dad used to break dance. So it's like, it's just the culture, you know?
Okay.
Like, I enjoy b-boying to hip hop music.
So I was going to get into that too. Like, how did you get into the dancing? And I guess that your pops.
Yeah, again. My dad used to b-boy, used to be a part of a dance crew. Called Boogaloo Bunch. He's probably gonna yell at me for saying this. Like, what the hell are you airing out my crew's name?
Yo, can you do you have pictures and shit?
I actually have nothing documented from that man's dance crew. And that's the worst part. I'm like, yo, show me some footage, and he'll be like, it's in a hard drive somewhere. This man has like 18 hard drives of just footage. Like, do something with it. If you're making a documentary, just say that.
Yeah, in fact.
But he used to dance back in the day, and I just kind of used to. He had me at a young age, so I just kind of watched. And I feel like it's just hereditary. I just picked it up, you know.
What about dance groups in Toronto? Like, did you ever look up to any of them? Because, like, I don't know if you you know any of them.
Yeah, there's a couple like B-boy and crews in Toronto, like Begatrix. There is there's Supernaturals. There's Ground Illusions. I know that Dudat was doing a lot of stuff growing up. So there's just like a lot of stuff that I took in from a young age. But
sorry to cut you. Yeah. That's crazy that you said that, right? Because I'm thinking, I know Bex is more knowing what I'm talking about. I'm thinking of like the Mad Skills, Dainty Crime, No Sweat. And these guys were more like, I would guess, say hip hop, reggae dancers.
Yeah.
So, and they were like big in my era, per se. I don't know, whatever, but yeah. So it's crazy that you're telling me, I didn't even know that there was B-boy crews back in the day in Toronto and shit. Like, I'm totally, yo.
And still now, it's still a thing now, you know what I mean? Like, I remember growing up, I used to... beg my mom to let me out the house to go to b-boy battles.
Begatrix and guys like that, they've been around even like in the 2000s. They were up in like clubs like on College Street, just breaking and shit on a regular.
Crazy.
That's crazy. This is why going back to sorry to cut you,
like, no, just do your thing, them, bro.
Because my whole thing was like, I always big up like the Toronto dancers because I felt like they got through first. They didn't get through long enough. But, like, I remember our era of these guys, like, the Dainty Crimes, the Mad Skills. Like, they were going to BT Spring Bling or Spring Fling, whatever they used to have. And we were just like, yeah, you know, these guys are in Sean Paul music videos.
Yeah.
You're from Toronto doing that. And it was, like, big for us, bro.
Understand that, like, there's so... I think the best dancers come from Toronto.
Facts.
I can wholeheartedly say that. I can back that entirely. Like, yes. We have such dope dancers in our city. That's why they always come here to film movies with dancing in it. That's why they always host the conventions over here.
Speak it, brother.
That's why they always cast dancers. And best believe that, like, half the time when dancers are from Toronto, they move to LA or they move to Miami, they move to Atlanta or whatever, and they end up being casted in those projects. And you're like, whoa, you're so good. And the director's like, wow, this dancer's so good. I wonder where you're from. What's your name? Where are you from? Oh, I'm from Toronto. I'm from Canada. Yeah.
Melissa Ford.
There you go.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say she's a dancer, but she's a Toronto talent that was in Mad Music
videos. There's a lot of talent.
Ponytail back in the day was heavy in Toronto. Mm-hmm. Like, There was a bunch. We can go forever on that.
For real, though.
2020, it's been a crazy year. COVID.
Don't even get me started. Don't
get me started. How does that slowed up your bag?
I feel like we all came into the top of the year just, like, feeling ready to go. Like, we all just had, like, our goal set. We all had our path set. We were like, we're going to do this. I'm going to accomplish this year. And just, like, shit just came out of nowhere and hit us like a ton of bricks. Which is like, nope, this is not happening, actually. But with this year, I kind of took a step back and I was like, let me just focus on creating the music that I want to hear. That way, when I come out with more music, it's true to self. And it's also just like an older version of me. And it's getting better. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. If I'm not outdoing myself, I'm really unsatisfied. So the beginning of the year, I was like, I just want to outdo myself musically. And I waited a long time to like drop music. Mm-hmm. I think the song I dropped was Better Than You. And that was I dropped Right Back to You in November. And then I waited till like my birthday this year, August, to drop new music.
Okay, you're August born?
Yeah, I'm a Leo.
Oh, okay, I'm a Virgo still. Still, you're August born, so you're blessed.
I have no beef with Virgos.
Yeah, we're good. I don't got no beef with Leo.
Sick.
Shout out all the August borns, man. let's get into your acting now.
Yeah.
Because people are seeing this face and they're probably like, yo, where have I seen this face from? Mm-hmm. Like, I seen this kid somewhere. Shouldn't say kid. Well, young man. Let's talk about the big acting gig that you did first. Next Step, I Want Everybody.
Yeah.
How did you get the role? How was it like? Did you audition?
Yeah, it was actually my second audition. So I went to, I'm like complaining in my head. I'm like, wow, I can't believe I did that. I went to a arts high school. My parents forced me to go to it. I just wanted to go to a regular high school, but they're like, nah, like, you're going to an arts high school. My dad was very adamant. As you can see, like, my dad, my father is very supportive and very encouraging of my career. So that's great.
That's proper. Yeah, that's good that you have that.
Very, very fortunate. But he forced me to go to an art school. I didn't want to. I used to take like ballet and modern. So I had to wear like tights and stuff in high school and just wasn't fun. And then eventually one of the teachers in the dance program told me about an acting audition for a TV show that was a dance series. And I was like, okay, cool. And then I heard about the audition from another person. Then I heard about the audition from another dance teacher at my other studio that I go to. And I was also going to a musical theater school at the time downtown. And I ended up like getting an agent from the musical theater school because the agency was located upstairs. Slick. So they came and watched our end of year musical. And they ended up signing me onto their roster as an actor. And my first audition was a TV show called Backstage, and I absolutely bombed it. The audition was horrible. I was like stuttering on lines. It was like I was shaking in the audition room. It was horrible. I was so nervous. And then after that, I made a promise to myself that I was never going to bomb an audition like that again. Okay. So I went for my second audition, which was The Next Step. I ended up going in that room, and I just was like on top of my game. And I killed it, and I walked out, and I ended up booking that role. So
proper.
That was that.
I'm going to continue on that, but let me go back. You said something there.
Yeah,
you have to wear like tights and shit like that.
yeah,
don't worry, I didn't miss that, bro. You're a black man wearing tights and shit like that. You're doing ballet. Obviously, you know how freaking Toronto is. Not even Toronto, just black guys in general. They're just like, yo, fam, that's weird. How was it for you dealing with that? Like, how did you get through that, bro? Because did you get bullied? You must have got bullied, man.
No, like, you want to know what's crazy? No? An art school is a little bit more inclusive and they're a lot more understanding when it comes to that stuff. So I'm in an art school and there's different programs. So there's the arts kids who like to literally just draw and like paint and stuff. There's the music kids. It's like High School Musical. You walk into the hallway at the school, the stairwell, and there's like kid playing sax at 8 a.m. You're like, why are you playing sax at 8 a.m? You know? It's just weird like that. So like kids would see you run from the dance class to the change room and you're in leggings and you're putting on your sweatpants and they wouldn't think anything of it. If it was a regular school, maybe it would be a little different, but like there's nothing to it, you know what I mean? Yeah, so I didn't get bullied, but I felt awkward. Green Eye was super awkward.
Yeah,
imagine like walking out, you're the only guy in an all-girls dance class and you're wearing leggings.
Yeah,
and you're just like, all right, well, me, this is life now for the next 4 years, you know?
Like, me being me back then, I know what I would have been doing. Yeah, but like that's why I wouldn't have felt that bad. But then it's just like, yeah, the pants is weird still.
It was super weird.
Yeah.
It's uncomfortable. It was mad awkward. I didn't like it, but like, I had to hold that.
Can I throw a question in there?
Yeah.
Did you bag magic chicks in the class though?
No. No. No, man. The tights don't help the situation, bro. Like, you're trying to be confident, but you can't be confident in tights. It just doesn't work. It doesn't work, bro.
I'm trying to think about it. I wouldn't know.
No.
So let's talk about your first acting gig. You said Backstage, was it?
Backstage, yeah.
So you try. So hold on. Next Step was the first.
Next Step was the first big one.
Okay, yeah. So Backstage was the one that you.
Backstage and another like kids movie. I don't know. It was called American Girl or something like that. I danced on it. But
okay. Everything is dance.
Yeah, usually it's dance most of the time. It's like my niche, you know.
So Next Step, now you got into it, bro. Where's the? Because you guys did a tour as well, right?
Yeah, so we take the dances that we do on the TV show because the funny thing about our show, and I think the reason why it did so well when it first came out is because, one, there was nothing like it in Canada. Facts. So a lot of kids were like, whoa, these guys are really good at dancing, or this group is really good at dancing, and they can act. And our dancing was our primary skill, so it always was better than our acting at first, but then eventually we catch on and get better at the acting. But we take the dances that we do on the TV show and we actually put them on the road. And the show is so big, not only in Canada, but it was really big. And I think it still is really big in Europe. So we tour all across the UK, all across England, and all across like Italy and Australia and New Zealand. And we get to go to these places and just like travel, dance. We'd have a show in the middle of the night for like 2 hours. And the rest of the day, we just get to sightsee and explore the cities. And we get to hop on tour buses and fly. It's just awesome.
How old were you when this was going on?
When I first booked the show, I was 16. I heard about It's funny. I actually heard about me booking the show on my birthday. So I was on, I had plans for my 16th birthday, and my dad woke me up and said, "Bun your plans, forget that. We're going to get your G1. And I was like, "I don't want to do that." But he's like, "No, you have to." So we drove to like 3 hours away. I think it was like Woodstock. I don't know. But we drove 3 hours away to do my G1 written test. And I was like, "Wow, I can't believe I'm doing this on my 16th birthday." And then on the way back, he was like, "Oh, by the way, you booked the TV show." And I was like, "What?" Jeez. I was like, "What?" So that was really hype news. Okay. So yeah, that made up, you know, best birthday gift ever, man. It's changed my life.
I don't really want a pocket watch too much, but what's that? Oh, what's that TV check like? What was that first TV check like? I can't disclose that, man.
Honestly, it changed my life, yo. That's all I'm gonna say. It changed my life, man. Hey, man. You know, I'm chilling. I'm whiffing a Beamer. I'm happy.
What's the craziest place? Okay, what's the craziest place that you've been to on tour for you? And you have like a crazy tour story? Because you're on tour with, like, bro, like, what, almost 10 other kids?
Yeah, it's like
production,
like,
tour.
10 like, of us. It ranges. Yeah, it's like 10 of us, 10 dancers. Mm. And then we have, like, a whole crew.
Yeah.
Lighting, sound, manager.
Were you able security. To bring your family, too? Were you
on? No, I'd have to fly them out myself.
And you would have to pay out of pocket.
Yeah, I know, right? Otherwise, I'd totally do it. And if I fly one person, I got to fly everyone. It's like my mom comes, then my sister has to come, then my dad has to come. It's like, I can't do that. I can't put you all on a plane. Mm-mm. It's crazy. It's absurd. But so, one day. Sorry, what was the question?
craziest place that you've been to.
Okay.
And crazy story that you've been on tour.
I feel like I can't say the crazy stories, bro. That puts my peers at jeopardy. I can't do that. Craziest place I've been to. I really enjoyed Spain. I really enjoyed Italy. I really enjoyed Portugal. I don't know, there's just the architecture out there that's just really dope. And there was this one time that I was actually in Zara, and I don't even remember where I was. I think I was in Madrid, and I came out of Zara with one of the main actors on the show. I was like one of the newer kids on the show at the time. But once we stepped out, there was like a group of girls waiting for us, like a bunch of fans, and we were just like, whoa, this is really weird. And then we ended up having to run back to our hotel from like a massive group of girls. It was just ridiculous, and it was my first time really encountering something like that. And I was like, okay, cool, so we're kind of like famous right now.
We're lit.
Like, I'm really certified. sick. So that was one moment that like caught me off guard.
Quick question on that: is that low-key a little bit scary though? Because like, that's a lot of physical bodies coming at you at once.
Just a little bit. The way you said
it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you might trample me and hurt me. You
just
know what I'm saying?
Just a little bit, man. Just a little bit. It was weird, but you kind of get used to it. There's been moments where I'm kind of in the mall and I'm like chilling. I remember when the show first dropped and I was first featured on it, people were noticing me in the mall. So I couldn't like eat in the food court in peace. Like, people were filming me going up escalators. It was weird. Canada's Wonderland, that's always a trip. If I go with like the rest of the cast, it's like a meet and greet. It's like an unofficial meet and greet. It's crazy. Oh, fuck.
Yeah. That must be crazy, bro.
Yeah, man. It's wild. So it's fun. It's a good time.
Oh, man. What is it like doing those dances? And do you prefer doing more freestyling, just, you know, whatever? Or do you like doing the whole choreograph? Because also, too, you kind of got to work with other people as well.
Yeah.
What's your take on it? What do you like, prefer?
I grew up freestyling a lot. So that was like my main thing that I did. And then eventually around like age 9, 8, I started learning how to do choreography. But I always prefer to freestyle. Like, that's just more fun to me. Kind of just like letting go, listening to music, see what your body does. You know what I mean? Like, just letting the music take over. But doing choreography is always fun because no one choreographs the same. Everyone choreographs really differently. So I could learn one person's routine and I can learn another routine. They're completely different. And you kind of put your own twist on it depending on how lenient the choreography is. But yeah.
Have you guys, like, somebody on the show, the actual dancers, had your own choreography?
Oh, yeah, all the time. Yeah. We actually get to, like, feature a lot of ourselves on the TV show, which is why a lot of people love it. Because when you're, as a kid, like, when you're watching the show, you're like, you know what? I want to be like this person, or I really identify with this person. It's kind of like watching, I don't know, like, fucking Power Rangers or some shit. And you're like, I want to be the Red Ranger today. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So, a lot, again, going back on that acting note that I was talking about earlier, a lot of kids watch the show and they're like, wow, this is, like, the first, I don't know, or probably one of the first black kids with dreads who does hip hop, who's, you know, doing a good thing for our youth.
Because I seen that too. Like, just to shout you out again, I see you under, you're doing contemporary dances. Yeah. You know, you're doing everything. It's not just hip hop.
Yeah.
And you're doing it good, too. Like, appreciate not it, like man. You're freaking.
Honestly, oh, it takes time. It takes time, bro.
I know, bro. Because I remember, like,
rehearsals. Rehearsals are excruciating. I'll be trying to, like, hit pirouettes and turns, and I just can't do it. I can't keep up with them. I can't.
So, on an estimate, how long do you think it takes for all you guys to get everything down pat?
Sometimes we learn dances on the day of filming. Whoa. We film episodes like in, I don't know, we film an episode every 4 days because we have that many cameras on set and we're all just like really quick on our lines. And sometimes we get to improv in the scenes, like we get to come up with our own lines and kind of just like insert our characters a little bit more or insert ourselves within our characters a little bit more. But learning dances, that's like our primary thing. So we do that. It's like second nature. Preparing for the tour, we do that in like 2 or 3 months.
Jeez.
Yeah, but it's a lot. Yeah, like day and night. Rehearsals start at like 8, 7 a.m. We go to like 6, wake up and do it all over again.
So are you signed?
Yeah, I am signed. I'm signed to a label in L.A. called Top Left. Mm. Yeah, it's through Empire Distribution. So,
oh,
yeah.
Cool. That's shout out Gazi. There. Yeah, the Empire. That's big.
Dancing with the Stars. Did they approach you?
No, I wish they did. That'd be lit. Right? I've thought about it. There's been moments where I'm like, you know what? Maybe I could do So You Think You Can Dance. Or like, maybe I could do Dancing with the Stars. Or like, or even that new one that's called World of Dance. I've thought about it. I know a couple people have auditioned for that. So maybe.
Why not?
Do maybe. It. I don't see why not. I definitely could. I believe in myself.
Yeah, shoot for the stars, my G.
For real.
I don't see why not either.
Yeah.
Any behind the scenes beef that happened? You don't have to actually tell us like who was beefing with who. But like, come on, how many seasons? There's a lot of estrogen going around there. I'm saying there must have been times where, you know, somebody stole somebody's dance move. Like, yo, fam, you see me rehearsing that back?
That's my move.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit. Hmm? I feel like this is the thing. We all act like we're a family on set. And we treat each other like family. And, of course, there's going to be, like, beef within your family every now and then. If you see your cousins all the time, you're going to be like, yo, I hate seeing this guy right now. Like, I don't want you at my house today. You know what I mean? So, like, imagine you're filming a TV series for an entire summer. You have to see everyone for, like, 12 hours a day, and then you have to go back and you have to probably like room with one of them or like, you know, stay over with one of them, and then you got to rehearse together, and then you're lifting each other and you're swinging each other and you're flipping over each other, and yeah. It's just and then we're hanging out after that and we're all sweaty, and it's just, yeah, like especially when you're on a tour bus and like you don't have your own room, you have a bunk to sleep in. Yeah, man, there's beef. I'll put it that way. But like, we put up with it and we're good. And then when we get back to Toronto, we all hop off the plane and go our separate ways. It's like, bye. I love you. Cool. Peace. See you next time. You know?
So see you in chill. 6 months.
Yeah, literally.
A movie I wanted that you did.
Yeah.
Transitions?
Yeah, it was a short film. It was actually my first short film.
Okay.
Yeah.
Talk to me about that, because that was a movie on transgender, right?
Yeah. There was a main character that was transgender and they're not ready to come out. So I actually was the best friend of the main character, and so long ago, oh my gosh, I was the best friend of the main character, and they told me, and I thought they were ready to come out, and I made like a whole post about it on social media, and then they came to me the next day and they're really upset. And then that like kind of broke our friendship. So that's the role that I play in it, but it kind of propels that person forward into just being comfortable with like about themselves entirely. So I think it's actually crazy, because that was, I don't want to say like maybe 4 years ago, 5 years ago, but it's still relevant. You know what I mean?
It's funny that you said that, because that's kind of like Euphoria.
Yeah.
I don't know if you watched Euphoria. Mm-hmm. Pretty much.
It is.
Kind of. Well, not really the same premise, but like how somebody, you know.
Not entirely. But you know what's crazy? I still have to finish that.
What?
Euphoria. Oh, I still have to finish the season. I still have to finish it. I started it and then I get busy, and then I have an issue with like binging stuff sometimes.
Yeah, like, I don't
like
it. I hate
just sitting down and being lazy. I'm not the type of person. Like, I got to be productive.
No, that's not my issue. I just don't like to finish everything. And then I have nothing to watch after, especially if it's so good. It's just like, I don't want to binge through everything.
Yeah, that's annoying too.
Yeah. So, back to the movie now. Mm-hmm. Did you feel a way filming it or anything? Or, well, obviously you didn't, because it's like, I mean, did it, but...
No, I didn't feel a way filming it, just because I'm not the person playing that character. Mm-hmm. But I've gone for auditions where I have to... Not even gone for auditions. I've gotten submitted for self-tapes and things like that, where I've had to like read for a character that is gay, or a character that is trying to hold back a secret from their family of coming out. You know what I mean? And personally, I don't feel comfortable playing those roles, not because I feel a way about it, but just because I feel like someone else who probably is gay or transgender or any of those things can relate more, you know?
So they should type those people for those.
Yeah, that's what I think. I'm like, why don't you cast someone that can actually do that and display that and genuinely bring it to the forefront in the right way instead of me acting and trying to portray that. I don't fully know what that experience is like.
But if the bag's there, you're doing it.
You want to know what's crazy? At the end of the day, it's whatever they decide. If I feel like I can do the role justice, I will audition for it. But if I feel like I can't, then like maybe not.
Regardless
of what the bag is.
All right.
It's like, for example, when I first auditioned for Next Step, they asked me if I'd cut my hair.
Fucking.
Yeah, absolutely not. Are you crazy? Are you crazy? That's my life. I haven't cut my hair until last year, February, and I didn't even cut it off. I cut it to like my belly button. No, it was down to my belly button. I cut it to like my chest. I could never cut my hair off.
But again, the bag, though.
You know what we're talking about to ask this question? If you got paid 20 mil right now, would you cut your hair?
Yes. Well, in my situation, I wouldn't give a hell. Like my hair struggles. So. Yo,
I don't know, man. It's a hard question. Like 20, I could do a lot with 20 million, but like, I don't know. It's kind of like, what's that Bible story? Is it Samson? Samson, yeah. Bro. Like, I just don't.
Samson.
Yeah, I remember when I first cut my hair, I like cried. I was like, whoa, like this is crazy.
Yeah.
And I didn't even cut it off. I just like trimmed it, bro. So imagine people cutting off their locks. Imagine cutting off your locks. Ah, you don't get it, bro.
You doing it for 20?
See? I don't know, man. That would crumble me. I don't know what I would do. I don't know what I'd do. And if that's the case, I better find another way to make 20 mil right now.
Straight. Hey, man. Let's talk about the music.
Please.
Because you, I don't know. It seems like you took a little bit of a break. Because you dropped some stuff last year, and I don't know, maybe you're filming, whatnot. And then I seen you pop back up a couple of months ago with some shoes.
It was a really eventful year for 2019. That was like really, really fast paced. Everything was just going. I filmed. I was dancing on a Disney movie, and then I went on tour. Jeez. And I was filming another season of The Next Step. Came back, released music, and I was releasing music even during all of that throughout 2019. I had my first show last year. And then this year, kind of everything kind of slowed down. It started off really great. I booked some roles, and I was about to film them, and then COVID happened, of course. So I kind of took a break, and I was like, you know what? I don't know indefinitely what's going to happen moving forward with the whole coronavirus. So I was just like, I'm not sure how this plays out for the industry that I'm in, whether that be acting, dancing, or music. So I was like, you know what? Let me just take a seat back, wait a second, work on some music, find myself a little bit more. And then, you know, when everything kind of settles down or we have some sort of like correct way to move forward, then I'll release music.
All right, makes sense.
Like my birthday felt perfect, so I was just like, you know what, I feel like I'm on top of the world. I'm 21 now, let me just release some music. And then after that, I was like, you know what, like turn the sail ahead, let's just go. So we released 3 songs this year and an EP.
Okay.
Yeah, man.
So are we expecting a music video coming out by the end of the year too, or are you gonna wait?
I don't know, man. I guys gotta wait and see.
Okay.
Gotta wait and see.
What about collabos? Are you working with anybody that maybe we should be expecting? Or do you wanna work with anybody?
I do. I actually haven't collabed with a lot of people, but I'm working on some stuff right now. Mm-hmm. So that might be coming soon.
Really quick question.
Yeah.
Do you pay attention to the Toronto scene a lot?
You know what's crazy? I don't.
You don't?
I don't. I hear about it every now and then, but like I don't it goes over my head. Personally, I don't listen to a lot of Toronto rap music.
Yeah, why not?
It's just not my taste. It's not my cup of tea. I don't know.
That's cool.
I don't know. Sometimes if it catches my eye, I'll take it in. A lot of like the one hits out here. Okay. You know what I mean? Because like I'm in the club or like my homies are bumping it in their car, so I'll bump that. But I listen to a lot of R&B now that I think about it. Let's do a lot of R&B.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I guess it's gonna run a really weird question, but I like to promote a lot of female artists on the platform. Is there any female artists that you've heard or maybe wanna work
with? From Toronto?
Toronto.
Yeah.
I'm trying to promote.
There's Toronto. This one girl named Amal, and her music's amazing. Like her voice is amazing, the production's amazing. I don't know, but like
R&B?
Yeah. She's amazing. So so yeah, her. She's awesome. I would love to like just not only work with her, but also just watch her process and making music and writing, because I enjoy that. I enjoy watching how people work and how they craft art in general.
Chantel May, she's been putting out music. Have you heard of her?
Yeah, I have heard of her. She was on Division's album recently. Yeah, she's been putting
yo fire.
Killed that.
Watch him.
Killed that. You
watch him.
He piped up so quick.
I got 2 features with her.
Catch him on Spotify.
Jeez.
For real.
Yeah. So Savannah Rae. I don't know if you've heard her music. No. She's really good.
I'm not even going to lie. I've been slacking on the R&B side of Toronto. Mm-hmm. I'm more like the female hip-hop girls.
Bro,
the
you got to tap in, man. There's some good people. I don't know if you've ever heard of Rico Reef and Malachi. Those are really dope artists as well.
You got to send me some stuff.
I'm going to send you, bro. Yeah, trust me. Yeah, you got some stuff in the works.
Okay. I see a peck, man.
Stop it.
One question that we do have, we ask everybody that comes on We Love Hip Hop podcast, my show here, gun violence in the city. Crazy. Obviously, I know you're seeing that. It's going on. It's crazy. It's bananas. It's out of control. Mm-hmm. We obviously know we're not going to be able to stop it, but maybe can you give us maybe something that you think I can bring down it in some way?
First things first, just like I stay out of that stuff. Because I didn't grow up in it. I feel like I've been very fortunate in terms of my parents raising me and my upbringing. They've always kept me away from that stuff. And I've always just been focused and really ambitious on like what I want to do. So I kind of just never really paid attention to it. But
Sorry to cut you though, but the crazy thing is people that are not even involved are getting involved.
Yeah, because
you're seeing like kids are getting shot now. Mm-hmm. Innocent bystanders are getting shot. So like that's why I'm like trying to figure out what can we do to just bring it down, because this is like, you know what I'm saying? Like somebody, I don't even want to put that on you, but like somebody else could be just walking down right now and they have nothing to do with anything and they're getting shot too because these guys are just whatever.
And it's wild because we're supposed to be in a pandemic and people are still outside doing foolishness.
Right.
It's like makes no sense. But I try to just practice like self-love and also just like spreading love in general. You know what I mean? Mm. Like doesn't matter who I'm working with or who's around me, just in general, just trying to always put my best foot forward and just like, you know, be the best version of myself when I'm around people, and also just like encouraging other people to be the best version of themselves. So if I see my friends doing some whack shit, I'm like, yo, cut that out. Mm-hmm. If my friends see me acting a little off or like they have to check me, they will check me. You know what I mean? So I'm hoping that like a lot more people in the city and a lot more friends of other friends are just, you know, letting their people know like, yo, that's not cool. Or like maybe we should try this. And also just like finding a passion and being really indulged in that and just really giving yourself towards that passion. A lot of these people don't have anything to do with their time.
Facts.
They're bored out of their mind, bro. They're twiddling their thumbs. So they're like, you know what? Let me go and pick up a piece and just like do nonsense. Like it makes no sense to me. So I think it's just like finding something to focus on and finding somewhere to allocate your time and really being a part of something. And I don't know, like instead of hurting the community, try to like build the community up.
Wise words from Mr. Peck, man.
Thank you.
What's next for you, man? What do you got going on? What should the people be looking out for?
Music, man. That's the forefront right now. I'm focused on that. So I'm working on some new stuff, probably some new singles, probably some music videos. I don't know. yeah, man. I've been really tapped in. I've been just trying to like hone my craft and just really like sharpen my tools. You know what I mean? Like I've been playing guitar a lot, been working with some new engineers and working with some new producers and just trying to like really lock in on my sounds and so I get to the next level, man. Like that's my goal. I feel like I've been really content with my dancing. I've been very content with my acting and I'm still running with that. So I'm still auditioning for stuff, but I'm not content with my music yet. Like I'm just still gunning for the top.
All right, man. Mr. Isaiah Peck. So I got a few side questions.
Yeah.
I'm debating if I want to get uncut with him, man.
Uncut.
I'm debating, but yeah, I might get uncomfortable.
He's not as that like, do it.
But side questions.
Yeah.
Who's the best dancer to you right now?
I was actually, yo.
Actually, let me take it back, actually. Yeah. Let's go, like, at a Genuine or Usher.
At a Genuine or Usher?
Yeah.
For dancing?
Yeah, dancing. Who do you prefer?
Usher.
Usher? Why?
Because it's Usher. What? Don't get me wrong.
Yo, why did everybody just say that? Like,
don't get me wrong. I enjoy Genuine's music. I love Genuine. But, Usher. I don't know. I feel like maybe I could relate to it because I'm younger. He kind of appeals to a younger audience, I'm assuming.
Okay.
Yeah.
Chris Brown or Omarion?
Oh. You know what? Oh, you know what's crazy? My growing up, like my parents bought me CDs, and I think the first two CDs that they bought me was like B5 by B5, which was like one of Diddy's artists at the time. Mm. And then they bought me the Omarion 21 album. So if you play that album, like I know like the back of my hand. It's like so that's Omarion what,
that's
raised
the one
me.
With O and all that.
Yeah, no, that's the O album. Omarion has like
that's the Entourage.
Yeah, 21 has Entourage and Icebox and like
Icebox man, my heart used to
That right there raised me. So I would say like It's a hard question because Omarion was sick in his prime with like the whole You Got Served movie. That inspired me. That's like what sparked my dance career.
A lie?
Yeah. That right there.
So you're thinking O?
Oh, then? Not even. Not even, man. I love O, but I think Chris Brown takes the cake.
Damn.
I think so, man.
Listen.
O is sick in his prime, though. I don't
just think... Just off of Touch Alone?
Yeah.
That's O for me, bro.
That music video,
I don't care what no one
That music video is crazy.
Best dance video ever.
Don't argue with me. That music video is crazy, but this is the thing. This is the thing. I don't think you understand, like, O is not hitting a front flip on beat to March Madness.
That's a whole fact.
That's a whole, like...
But have we seen this, though?
What do you mean?
Know. Chris, we don't know that. Okay,
Chris Brown just backflips like he throws off his socks, man.
Bro.
But backflip.
Like, don't get me wrong. I love Omarion, but if I'm paying to see a show, I might just pay to go see Chris Brown dance. Not even sing, just to dance.
I paid to see
Isn't that crazy? Dance. I think the thing that makes Chris Brown so amazing is just, it's not even his singing and his dancing. It's just his athleticism in general. Like, the man is just different. He's built different. I don't know why.
He's on a different level still.
But Chris Brown,
he should never hit Reebok.
I love O though. You didn't just say that.
What about new age rappers? Or sorry, new age dancers.
New age dancers,
people that we need to look out for. We gotta use that one for Tory.
Dancers and music artists, or like,
no, just dancers in general. So like, is it Future Kings? They're like,
yeah, TFK. You know. Those are actually my homies.
Oh yeah,
yeah. They came to Toronto, I think either last year or the year before, and I was driving them around.
Oh yeah,
yeah. They probably won't even say this, but they're performing at bar mitzvahs. Some guy like flew them out to perform at their bar mitzvahs, and I ended up just linking with them because I was talking to them on Instagram. And Isaiah, their leader or their like crew leader or whatever, was like, "Yo, we need a ride," and I was like, "Okay, cool, I got you." So I was just whipping them around the city, showing them around, grabbing food, hanging with them. Yeah, so they're doing it crazy right now. They were in that DaBaby music video.
Yeah, exactly.
They're in,
I think,
Chance's music video. They're going off. I could be wrong,
but they might even have like a dance that's in Fortnite right now.
Yeah, they have a dance in Fortnite. They've been moving with the Jabberwockies. They're going crazy on TikTok. They're like viral, bro.
That's what I was going to go into. Future Kings or Jabberwockies.
This nigga got the hard questions today.
Yeah, you're just hitting me. Good, Gutsy. Damn.
I'm a dancer, B. Come on. I told you guys.
We got to talk about that, too. Because you've been subliminally putting it in. You're a dancer.
I used to be. My bad. I got to stop saying that.
Because if I catch you in the club and you're not dancing,
no.
I will come at you.
Listen, I'm touching certain numbers that I can't be in the club dancing anymore. I'm going to look left, all right? I can't be doing that. Two-step now.
Jabberwockies or TFK.
Yeah.
It's like new age dance and old school dance. This is the thing. Like, I love Jabberwockies in their prime. I think that Jabberwockies is still fire. Don't get me wrong. I'm going to say Jabberwockies just like at the end of the day. That's regardless, like, hands down. But the Future Kings are making a really big staple that people need to recognize. And I think that's dope because, like, they're a part of a whole different set of the culture.
It's funny you say that because they put me onto music.
Yeah,
I watch their dances and I'm like, yo, what song is this?
They sell it for you. Isn't that crazy? Like, they're out here dancing to Billie Eilish. They're hip-hop dancers dancing to Billie Eilish. And you're like, whoa, I like this Billie Eilish song. Isn't that crazy?
Even the... that's actually their song.
Yeah.
Like, they got songs out there. The Three Coffin Best. Song with... Yeah. Little Yachty. Yeah. Like, all these songs I'm liking because of them. Mm-hmm. But yeah.
Yeah, man.
They're sick. I would pick them still.
TFK, their homies.
Yeah,
but Jabberwockies take the cake all day. I don't think you guys have. Have you watched America's Best Dance Crew?
Yeah,
remember when that was a thing, bro?
Yeah, that was crazy back in the day. Come on, bro.
I go back and watch those clips just for shits.
Yo, now that I'm thinking, that was big.
Bro, that was huge. There will never be anything else like that. Not even World of Dance is kind of like that right now.
No, never.
It doesn't hit the same.
No,
I don't think you understand. Like, people, like, we were tuning in every week to watch someone's banner fall.
Yeah, facts.
Crazy. Imagine we're doing head spins for 2 minutes on the TV.
So yeah, so that molded you entirely.
Makes
sense now. It makes sense.
Yeah, man.
You got your boy Isaiah Peck in the building.
Respect.
All right, fam. Unfortunately, I gotta get uncut with you.
Oh God.
You got one no comment on here.
One what?
No comment. So you can only give me.
I only have one. Like, I can't answer. I only got one blind.
Oh, only one. Damn. So don't worry.
How many questions are there?
I don't know.
This guy's moving
first
crazy.
First one will be very easy for you.
Okay.
Are you single?
No, I'm not single.
Oh, ladies. Sorry. Sorry.
You know what's crazy? I've heard that girls want you more when you're taken.
They definitely
do. Isn't that crazy?
They definitely, it's so
trifling.
You should watch my last episode.
Just because you said that, I'm going to go watch it now.
You really, there's, yeah.
I don't know why. I don't know why.
It's,
you're single and they're nowhere to be found. You're taking their list like all over you, just in your business.
Yeah. But when you, as soon as you're single, there's like,
no, yeah. I don't want to. Yeah. I don't get it.
Yeah. Like, bro, it, like, where was you guys down, man? Jeez. Anyways. So, yeah. Sorry, ladies. Off the market. I apologize for this one. If you could see nudes or maybe OnlyFans of somebody from Toronto.
Oh, God.
Or somebody outside.
Oh, God.
Who would it be?
If I could see nudes of anyone from outside of Toronto?
Yeah, let's not do Toronto.
In general, if I could just see any person's nudes?
Yeah.
That's a wild question, bro. You're outlandish. You're crazy. You're crazy. You're crazy. Kids are going to click on this and going to be like, oh, Isaiah Peck interview. Awesome.
This part is not going to be age restricted. This is age restricted on this one.
You're crazy.
You can use your no comment here.
I don't know what other questions you got, bro. And I'll be cheesed if we go further and I can't use the no comment.
I don't even want to tell you. I don't want to move this because of that.
Trying to think.
Yo, safe answer is Riri.
I was thinking that, but honestly, I feel like I've kind of like fallen out of like the Riri lust phase. Like I need music before I can like lust over her.
Right?
Personally,
I'm the same way right now. I feel the same way right now.
That's how I feel. I'm trying to think if there's anyone that I actually really want to see like that. Like I don't think there's any. I don't know. Girls don't really like. I don't look at y'all no more.
Yeah,
it's got to be more than just looks now. You know.
I hear you.
Yeah, man.
Good. Yo, shout out Isaiah Peck's PR person, eh? Whoever put him on, shout you out, man.
No, man, it's just morals. It's different, bro.
I didn't have those, unfortunately. Let's just say you were single.
Mm-hmm.
What would be your biggest turn off on a woman? Oh, hell, what's your biggest turn off on?
My biggest turn off?
Maybe your girl needs to know something.
Nah, she's good. I don't like girls who are lazy and not ambitious.
Facts.
That's like, so you, disgusting. We gotta be on this journey together. We gotta be like, if I'm doing my thing, I gotta see you doing your thing. And if you're not doing your thing, then I'm like, I'm not impressed.
Do you have a problem with your girl probably being bigger than you? Not like size wise, mm-hmm. but like if your girl was like, let's just say Beyonce, right?
Yeah.
You know, was that a problem to you? Would that affect your like ego?
You know what's crazy? I think I am the jealous type, but I've never been in a situation like that for me to really question it. But I feel like if my girl was bigger than me, I kind of feel a little bit small, but like I'm confident enough to overcome that. But there would probably be like a teensy weensy bit of insecurity. Yeah. But like, nah, man. Just be confident. Just hold that down. Even if you're not confident, you just gotta act like you are. You just gotta hold that. You just gotta hold that and just hug it.
Facts.
If your girlfriend's doing good, you're supposed to support her. You're supposed to uplift her, bro. Like, what?
Yeah. But certain guys don't like to.
No. No man likes to. What?
No. Don't say no, man. I love to support my girlfriend. Like, if my girl is there with me and she wants to do
something. But if your girl's career is bigger than yours.
I wouldn't mind. Me personally,
you're okay with that?
I wouldn't mind. Hell yeah. If that's my girl, my wifey, that means less work for me, nigga. Okay. I support your shit. Why not?
Wow.
Why not? But like, yo, it happens, bro.
Yeah.
I think too many times guys' ego get in the way. Like, if Shorty makes, it might not be like that forever.
Yeah.
She might be the breadwinner for the next 5 years. Something might pop off for me, and then it might be my turn. We might go back and forth. I think that guys' egos, they gotta get out of that. Like,
absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
I've never been put in that situation for me to be like, fact. Oh damn. You know what I mean? But
yeah, if my shorty got something popping, I'm gonna big up her shit.
Yeah.
And if it busts, it busts.
For
hey,
real.
Hey, hubby, here's a mil. Start your thing. And then my thing gets bubbling and I say, here's back 2 mil. Do your, you know what I'm saying? So, I don't know.
Bet. That's how it should be. Though. That's how it should be.
Yeah. Guys, think better, please.
What's
one advice you can give to Toronto guys on what to do to get girls? Because, or I shouldn't say get girls, but how to treat girls better, because there's this stigma going around how Toronto guys don't know how to treat girls.
Yeah, there is a stigma. I don't know why these girls are like, I remember my friend posted on her what was it, her TikTok? She posted like a video introducing herself, and she's like, she's like, I want a boyfriend in ATL or Texas. I'm like, you're from Toronto. What? What?
Yeah.
Bro, like, I get what, it. You have no business in ATL or Toronto or in Texas.
If you only see my timeline, the Toronto men hate is crazy, my G.
Bro.
So what do we got to do better?
It's different for everyone, man. Some girls, I've heard that some girls like the mean guys. Mm-hmm. That's never worked for me. I've heard that some girls like nice guys. That's never worked for me. I think also it just has to like, it has to come down to like being yourself. A lot of guys aren't themselves when they're around girls, oddly enough. They like start to like put on a facade. I'm guilty of that. I used to do that.
That's true.
But that's just because I was like young and immature.
Bro, I used to be a part of Rockefeller. I used to be so-and-so's little cousin or little uncle. I was Uncle Murda's little nephew at one point. Yeah, we do that. Yo, man, whatever to get the box, man. Putting up the live for the box. Doing what I got for the box.
Whatever for the box, eh?
You gotta do it for the box, bro. That's the name of the episode, for the box. All right, I'm done with you. I'm done. Thank you, brother. I appreciate you very much for coming out.
Appreciate
you. Give the people your social medias. Let them know how they can get a hold of you, where to find you, your music, all that good stuff.
It's Isaiah Peck on all platforms. So, you know, Apple Music, Spotify, YouTube, Instagram, Twitter. Just, you know, follow that up.
Jeez.
Follow me on this journey because we're going somewhere.
That's what's up. Isaiah Peck. Friday, you got any last shout outs?
Subscribe to all the listening platforms. You know what I'm saying? All the people who are on Spotify, iTunes, all those platforms, make sure to subscribe because the audio slap.
For real.
Facts. Listen to the audio, man. Thank you for all the listeners. Gutsy Guts on all social media platforms. Follow me on Twitch, Mr. Gutsy Guts, and the real Gutsy Guts on TikTok. Hey. Coming with a video soon.
Hey.
Actually, you might have to do something.
Yo, right? I'm ready, man.
Hey, my first video might actually be after this video. Hey, who knows? But yeah, your boy Gutsy Guts, 6 Views Uncut. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. Keep listening. Follow, like, subscribe, comment, dislike on YouTube. You know, comment. Let us know what you like, what you dislike.
Hey.
Yeah, man, in Toronto, do better. Be good. And yeah, man, we out. Yo, can I get an outro song, though? Mm-hmm. But it might be on YouTube.
Which one? Well, let's see if I can get this shit to work. I was just gonna give you the I was gonna give you Better Than You.
All right, let's do that, man. Brandy. Fuck it, yeah, let's do that. Say a pack.
Bringing me down, asking for favors. Please don't hit me if it ain't about the paper. I'm not with the haters. I don't plan on my guys, it's gonna be the same.
This is the new one?